We've had some special elections in 2021, like the one yesterday in Tawnytown, but generally speaking, this is not what we conventionally consider an election year. That doesn't mean we don't talk about elections in a year like this. This year we have been, certainly, including exactly how we are able or will be able to vote. Last week at the Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas's annual conference, there was discussion about elections during a panel discussion with Kamara Seals, the policy director of the Arkansas Public Policy Panel, and Arkansas Secretary of State John Thurston. Our conversation was started when an attendee asked for advice for people who are permanent residents but unable to vote when it comes to making a community better.
My best suggestion on that was to get involved with a grassroots organization that's doing things. There are a lot of grassroots organizations around the state of Arkansas, depending on where they are. Get involved with a grassroots organization that does voter education, voter awareness, voter mobilization. We're working now on talking about having a plan to vote because some laws have changed. One of the things we were just talking about is with absentee ballots. Previously, we could turn in, those of us who were bearers, we could turn in absentee ballots on election day. But now that law has changed, and we have to turn it in the Friday at noon, I believe, before election day, which means we've lost Saturday, Monday, and election day. We lost 3 days to turn in absentee ballots. So we need to get the word out. So someone who can't vote, get involved with groups who are talking about the new laws, how they impact us. And they can get involved in registering other people to vote. And let me tell you this, in 2020, Arkansas ranked 50th in voter registration, new voter registration, and we ranked 50th in voter turnout. And my sources on that was the Arkansas Brennan Center for Justice and then Channel 11, KHTV, yeah. So you all can Google that and find it. And there's like three different sources out there. And so we've got a lot of work to do in Arkansas. We've got a lot of work to do. And I was just floored when I first saw the report. It was like the 10 o'clock news. And we got these TVs where you can rewind it. And so I had to rewind to make sure I heard that right. And I'm like, how on earth? And somewhere along the way on turnout, I think we were 49th or 50th, somewhere along with Oklahoma. So I think we're arguing about who was actually 50th, but you can Google that and find credible sources that shares that information. So if you can't vote, get involved with the group that's doing something.
Well, and I guess a prime example is the last presidential election. We were in the middle of a pandemic, and I would say, I guess we still are, but and there was a lot of conversation on if we would even have an election. If you remember all the conversations early last year, what will the election look like? Will we even have an election? And so that particular, year, we were really consumed by the health and the safety of voters coming to the polls. And of course, we had a great election, in my opinion. It was probably the safest and most secure election in our history. And I do want to, not echo, but maybe say, a lot of the election laws, of course, I support. And there's where, when I talked about earlier, we probably disagree on so many things, but and that may this may affect her optimism a little bit. But there was a lot of the legislation that I was in favor of, the voter ID, which I know there's folks that feel differently about that. But the county clerks, we meet, they have several conferences throughout the year. I was just with them this last week. We believe that everything went really, really well. And I would love to come back and speak to the group about the election process here in Arkansas, maybe more about from voter registration to when the results are certified. You know, I think the public don't really know the process, and that creates a lot of doubt, especially with what's going on in our nation, you know, about different results that took place across the nation, whether they were votes were stolen and everything. And I can't speak to all of the other states because I'm not there and not responsible for that. But however, here in Arkansas, I think we have a really good system. We had a great system before, and I think it's even better. But would love to come back and speak to the group about that entire process.
That was Arkansas Secretary of State John Thurston talking about elections in Arkansas. Before that, we heard from Kamara Seals, the policy director for Arkansas Public Policy Panel. They both spoke last Friday during a panel discussion that was part of the annual conference hosted by the Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas. We had much more from that panel discussion on yesterday's edition of Ozarks at Large, and you can listen to that portion of the discussion by looking for it at ozarksatlarge.com.